Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Cabo, 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 San Luque. Bueno, buenos días. ¿Cómo está? Muy bien, gracias.
Mike, I think this is your first, no, your second international broadcast.
My second one? Well, I've done them from Ireland.
Well, no, I'm talking about for the podcast.
Oh, for the podcast? Yeah. What was the first one?
Canada. And you've also done Mexico now. You're
Canada.
If someone were to pour maple syrup on a table and it would spread slowly, that's how you're covering the world.
Welcome to Mexico, where they don't have just Diet Coke.
Oh, no.
They have Coca-Cola.
Light.
It's probably healthier.
No, it's the same. it's the same.
First thing. I had, when we landed, I'm going to be really out of order here.
That's all right.
Because I'm goofy, messed up with the body clock, but I'm going to tell you this.
All right.
First of all, let me move this up here.
Of course.
So I can do a little intimate mic talk.
We're you doing are a little an mic absolute check. Mess. Look at you.
we landed.
Yes.
A couple hours ago.
Uh-huh.
The fun really started once we landed. I'm here to tell you that when we landed, the first thing we did was go outside, and the company that Carla works for, that she reps for, I should say, they've been very, very nice to provide us with transportation. So we were able to go right through the airport and find the little sign that has the company that Carla reps for, and I'm going to put the microphone.
Was there a guy like holding the sign, or was there just a sign?
Oh, okay. There were lots of guys.
I like that. Right. Yeah.
Was the guy holding the sign, or was the sign on the horse?
No, Mike, you've disconnected somehow.
Hey, it's just like home.
It is. It's just like, see, no amount of international travel can stop the mighty Mike O'Mara Show. Can you see if he's got the proper input selected, Josh? Because
he is. Muted because his mic is not connected.
Oh, so he unplugged his mic.
He unplugged his mic.
You know what? He probably doesn't have a lot of wires to play with. So he needs some extra. Now, once it goes in, he'll probably have to reset his settings because it has to recognize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. So we talked about how the listener would have been entertained by the 30 minutes before this.
Yeah.
So now they get a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. We saw a little bit of
it. Now you can hear me.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What happened?
Can you?
Is it as we surmised? Did it come unplugged?
All right, FaceTime.
He can't hear us yet. He's still fixing his things.
Let me get the audio. No.
Well, so Mike is in. He's out
now
of town.
You should be able to hear me.
We can hear you.
It's probably tough with StreamYard now being in Spanish.
Here we go.
Yeah. Although I don't think he's on his mic. I think he's back on the.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Okay.
No, I should be on the mic.
Am I on the mic?
You are. Yes, oh, okay. You were just distant.
Thanks, Rob. It's not difficult.
Oh, he did it again.
Now, that's going to definitely be my fault. I know when he comes back, that's going to be my fault.
Maybe he forgot the USB cable and had to pick a Mexican one up.
And they're shorter? Like 6 inches?
I don't know.
They are the length of one burrito.
They are light.
They are? Okay. So they don't have all the wherewithal of of the American.
And I looked it up.
Mike says he's playing charades. One word. Oh, no. He's telling us to wait a minute.
Okay.
I think he's checking. And then we're not going to touch anything.
Yeah.
Right. He's selecting. It looks like a nice hotel room. It's got a mirror and a lamp. It's got everything.
And he had a ceiling fan. I've never seen that in a hotel.
Yeah, that seems questionable because I think it would be inviting injury.
Oh, Carla has picked an odd spot to hang out in the background.
Yeah, it's like a...
It looks like a dead body back there.
Yes, look in the lower right-hand portion of your screen to see the lifeless body of Carla O'Mara.
Hello?
Mike, I hear you.
All right.
I am not going anywhere near this piece of garbage child's toy that I have used. It and Rob, I was this close.
Yep.
I'm touching it again.
Don't touch it. Don't. Mike, are you there?
I was this close.
Yes.
To bringing your headset.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worry about this situation here. But now I think it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
As long as we don't touch it, we're fine. Yeah.
Now, Mike, there is one thing we got to fix about your video. It looks like a dead body in the lower corner.
Yeah, in the lower right corner.
Carla. Carla.
You can see Carla, just her face. Just a dime-sized image of her face.
You're in the lower right-hand corner of my shot now, and it looks like a dead body.
What is she doing?
Why don't you do something productive and go make me a tea time?
be a good little lady. How's about the good little lady helps out her man by booking a tea time? And then back to the lifeless...
Why don't you go... By the way, I've just gotten out of the hospital.
Yeah, looks like it. You got the armband.
I'm goofy. So I had a margarita at the airport.
Which airport? You're departing or you're arriving?
The arriving airport.
Okay.
Silly. And then they gave me one when I came in here. And I will say this about the margaritas down here in Mexico. Yes. They are real margaritas. Like you sit there and the first thing you do is like, that tastes funny. And what the taste is unlike the foo-foo
sugar syrup,
chili I fried against margaritas that you get in the States, they actually put tequila in them. So that's what it was, you know.
And if they go pure, like real
Carly,
fresh
squeeze. You're going to have to move your location. It looks like you're a corpse in the back.
What? That's how everyone responds, Mike, if you're on the eastern shore of Virginia.
How's that?
You look like you're a corpse.
No, it was loud enough to know she's alive.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Good proof of life.
Thank you. I'm not going to touch the microphone.
Mike, I used to drink, and some friends had us over, and they bought two huge sacks of limes, and they made margaritas to order with fresh squeezed lime juice for everyone,
and it
was crazy.
Well, I had a strawberry one when I arrived, and
look at you.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Why don't you be a good little lady and run and fix me a strawberry margarita?
Hop down and give me another one. Yes, sirree. So it's 6 hours and roughly 49 minutes of traveling the air on this particular little junket that we're taking to be with my wife while she is celebrating the company she reps for, a company called LEMB. And I just met the CEO in the lobby, and she has agreed to come on the show tomorrow and chat with me about the company and weight loss medications, of which I have been a recipient for the last year and lost a ton of weight.
So will she share that microphone with you?
I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but I think I'm probably going to do back and forth.
In the bed?
I don't know. What am I going to do? Josh, help me out. I'm going to figure it out.
I was just saying, side by side in the bed, microphone in the middle.
Yeah. And you'll have to replay whatever we say to her.
Carla, come over here for a second.
Yeah, because she won't hear.
I want to see if
it'll
you,
be fine with the mic in the middle.
Yeah.
No, I could actually do this. Watch this.
Yep.
Watch what I do here. Okay.
Yep.
Carla, come over here for a second and talk to the guys. Okay.
Why?
Because I want to try something. Okay.
Be a good little lady and come talk to us.
Okay. Now I'm going to move that over here. And you're going to sit next to me, all right? And watch what we're going to do right here, okay?
There's that chair noise.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm a little buzzed.
Really?
So
just a little bit.
In the bed.
So there you go. So what do you think of that, Rob Speedway?
I think it's great. And you know what? Now we have a plan.
Yeah.
So that's it. She'll have to sit close, but...
Yes, she will.
That's what did you say?
I said she'll have to sit close. Closer.
Yeah, no kissing her, though.
We have to make
She is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I look forward to meeting her.
Okay. Gross. Pig.
I'll have to make sure I shave and put on a nice shirt.
Pig. Tan.
Pig.
Not a pig.
Piggy. All right, so this is going
to
work.
Perfect. Bye. Right. Yes, bye.
See, good, Carla, get back to your coffin.
So that's how difficult that was. As long as the microphone doesn't disengage. Well, that might be the dreaded. Rob Spiewak, I could probably quiz you of all the audio problems we have had and video problems to a certain extent over the years. It essentially, more than we would like to admit, comes down to one thing and one thing only. And Rob knows what it is. And we can, it's two words. And Rob and I can say it on the count of three. One, two, three. Bad cables.
Yeah. I would just said cable. Not even bad. Cable is always that. And it's because for a while we worked with an engineer, bless his soul, that would keep bad cables. I don't know why.
Yep.
But when he'd pull a bad cable, he would just keep it around. That's not good. You want to throw those away.
No, it was it's a real drag. And when you travel all this way and you're pretty sure you're not going to have access to anything, I'll be gentle. And I just really
is a drag. It's a bummer, Mike. It's a buzzkill.
But the thing about it is, with all that said, the technology that we have now to throw in a suitcase, and I'm talking about throwing in a suitcase. And the reason when I was doing the show during the hurricane, and for those listeners that are wondering, you do a show when you're on the road in Mexico, you do a show from the hurricane. That man down in the lower part of your screen does not allow me to take days off anymore. It's not allowed. It's not favored by him.
I didn't even ask you for this trip. You volunteered.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, I am, and I told Carla right before we got here, I said, I am so excited if this works well to come in here and do this. And it opens up really, and I think we will need to perhaps elevate just a touch the type of stuff we do, but this is pretty good stuff. And we actually, even though it's a kid's toy, did a little research on what would work, and this thing's worked out pretty well. So we're excited about that. But
your objective should be Josh's mic, which is a computer mic. It's an XLR mic, and but it goes into a computer as well, and the sound is awesome. It's a Shure.
Yeah, we'll get you there eventually.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do that. I
think once when we had the lady on in Botswana with perfectly clear video and audio, it showed me we can do this show from anywhere.
Starlink, right? Is that what you were talking about? Mm-hmm. And Starlink is.
I loved when he used to do traffic here in Washington D.C. Walt Starlink.
That's Starling.
How's
he
that?
He is no longer with us. And
his daughter is doing well, though. Allison
Starlink.
Continue
to plant both feet firmly. In decades past, but that's
I don't know,
okay.
Mike. I would have known he had died if they hadn't canceled 60 Minutes because they would have covered it.
It's who you are.
I know.
So I have to. You know, you would think that I'd have issues with the trip, Rob Spiewak. I know you always like it when I say this, but man, since I have been traveling, since I've been a baby disc jockey traveling all over the country, the fine folks at United Airlines, they just don't F up people.
No, they're great.
They don't. Great they airline. Really are good. However.
Oh, dear.
And this has nothing to do with any inconvenience, any rudeness, nothing. This was simply, we've all been on flights.
Yes.
Where the pilot will get to the primary runway and he will sit there.
Yeah.
And he will wait for clearance and he will wait to take off. And then you get the occasional plane that will be rolling onto the active runway and the plane will still be moving to a certain extent. And then he will go full throttle and rotate and you're up and
that's
off
the
on
greatest.
Your journey.
It's the greatest when that happens.
And I said this to Carla, and this is the God's honest truth. Never in all of my years, I have flown all over the world and all over the country. I have never, ever, ever experienced from gate to takeoff in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida, I have never experienced a faster takeoff than I experienced today.
Yeah. That's the greatest.
And landing. It was, no, but I'm telling you what happened. This is not to be, this is almost to the point of, are you kidding me? This is how fast he was going, Rob.
Okay.
He was going so fast that I actually thought that, because I wasn't looking out the window at the time, I actually thought, oh, we must be on the active runway. He was still on the taxiway. And so
he was just cruising.
He was booking.
That's
I'm talking
funny.
Booking.
That's fantastic.
I'm talking turns onto the active runway.
Yeah.
Should have been up on two wheels with the right turn he took. and at a dead run, burns it. Not even the slightest slowing down. all the way. And I mean, we're going, the sense of speed I had on this 737 was weird. It was just weird. It was a weird experience. But
had you had time to like stow your luggage and put on your seatbelt and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We waited at the gate and we got on and we, you know, and everybody was hanging out and it was a beautiful, brand new, shiny airplane. I sent stuff to Josh and did show prep with ease. And I did it first thing this morning because I said to myself, you know what? What's going to happen is the second plane ain't going to be as good. And damned if I wasn't right. Attaboy. The little Airbus that was about 20 years old was not cutting it as far as Wi-Fi was concerned.
Are they still building 737s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they are. I think they're. And this thing was absolutely brand spanking new. And
did it have a SkyMall magazine?
I didn't even look. I didn't even look to see. Okay. I was too busy on the second leg from Houston, Texas, all the way to Cabo San Lucas. I enjoyed from almost top to bottom the Billy Joel 100th concert at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's cool.
And a little jazzy number that he does with Sting that is worth it for me the whole time. Anybody looking at me would have seen me bobbing my head, bobbing my head.
They probably would have called for some assistance.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. They don't hear you.
He's having a seizure.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've got tiny earbuds in, Carrie gives me a bad time because if I have earbuds in, I'll laugh and not know how loud I'm laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I did that a couple of times.
And it's really not good. It makes you look like a crazy person.
You know, when you first see that concert, you think Billy Joel is phoning it in. And he probably is. I mean, he's been, how many live performances has he done? And he's had a residency at Madison Square Garden, unprecedented in show business annals that he has a residency.
Yes.
He's there once a month. So it was really terrific. And he's just, you know, the band is as tight as a band can be. And they did a great job. And I actually found myself getting just a little bit verklempt because Billy's getting old. I'm getting old. And you're looking at these songs that he's done that are part of my songbook from my young days. And
was there a particular song that got to you emotionally?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, when Sting came out and they did, I don't know what the number is that they did. It was kind of a jazz dent, da, da.
Big Man on Mulberry Street.
Okay, Big Man on Mulberry Street.
That's a great song. It's from The Bridge.
When he finishes the concert and he stopped and made me laugh, which made me more emotional when I watched the closer, Piano Man, because he sits there and he goes,
yeah,
you know, that little intro that he does. And then he goes like this. Cracks his knuckles, rubs his hands together, shakes his hands out. And it's just Billy Joel cutting up because he gets it.
Yeah,
that's why he's able to survive an unscrupulous manager that stole all his money. That's why he's able to come back and make the comeback. Failed marriages to come back and do that. And he's a survivor. And Billy Joel is just a
have you ever seen him in concert?
Never. I'm not a concert goer like you. I would love to.
You should. He does an amazing show. He really does.
It's kind of weird because I find myself, the older I get, I find myself really pining for seeing some of these artists before they go away, because most of them are a tick or two older than I am. So I wish I could go. And I know you've been to a million, and Rob, if you haven't had a chance to listen to some of Rob's concert recaps, they really are terrific. My favorite being the Stevie Wonder recap, which put us there.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
It was a lot
I've
of
seen,
fun.
You know what? I am very proud that I have seen as many artists that I have that you won't see again. Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah. Sammy Davis Jr. And you know what? I had that feeling when I recently saw ELO.
Yeah.
Because sadly, Jeff Lynne, who is still brilliant,
right,
he looks frail. Yeah. And, you know, he's not going to tour again.
Well, it was fun to watch. And the flight was absolutely trouble free. The transfer from the airport was trouble free. Took a long time to get in here. I guess that's just the way they check people in. But I have to say, if you are disappointed that I am not doing some serious bitching, let me share with you what should have been, by all standards, a joyous occasion that was soiled
last night. Because I would say, really, for a man of my advanced years, I've been going somewhat balls to the wall the last few days, just getting recovered and reconfigurating Carla's salon and studio that she has downtown, because she didn't get flooded, but we had to move everything back right in. Then getting our house, where all the furniture was moved off the back porch and back out where it has, and then processing the garage. And then finally, at the end of the week, we said, okay, we're going to resume Little League Baseball on Monday night. You will have a game, and you will have a practice on Sunday, and then you will have a baseball game on Monday night. So
okay. this is your first game, right?
This is my first game. This is my season opener. And
who's throwing out the first pitch?
We, oddly enough, you will – hold on. You're going to say, I shouldn't do this, but God damn it, Rob wanted me to. It's interesting who was doing it, all right? I'll tell you right now. Yeah. And, of course, it's not working. Okay, thanks.
Oh, it's Reba, but she's in the background.
Because I didn't bring that particular.
Right. Right. So what we just heard was Reba. Maybe she's already at the field, because I could just barely hear
I wouldn't. I couldn't put it in. If I brought it, I could have played it. I'm such a dipshit.
Hey, come on now.
So anywho, the game is scheduled for Monday at 6 o'clock, and then we're leaving. We're getting up at about 4 a.m. to get to our flight, get to the airport at 5:30 a.m., fly across the country, connect in Houston, fly to Mexico, land in Mexico, come in here, and then join you guys like I'm doing right now. And I'm pretty excited that that all worked out. So Monday night, it was just the game. And I found myself preparing for the game, but not the same way I did the last time. Because the last time, I was a day in advance writing out lineups, putting the kids where they're supposed to go. And then I had the practice
juicing
on
the bats,
corking the bats. A meticulous process that involves a syringe.
Yes.
And I won't go into the technical specs.
Really hard with the aluminum.
It is so hard with the aluminum.
He does it, though. Really God bless him.
I do it. You know, it's a really fine, teeny, teeny, tiny little drill. So I get the practice is not sparsely attended, but it's not fully attended. And at this point, I'm like, I'm going to, because not everybody showed up. And some of these kids have been racked by the hurricane, because sure, they're on the barrier island and they are dealing with a different world than we all are. And so I said, I'll just wait till I get to the game and then I'll put the starting lineup together and we'll see and we'll go. So, but I'm still just a little bit nervous for, I don't want to screw up.
Sure.
I don't want to make any really, really big mistakes. I want to make sure everything's fine. And then I want to move on to, you know, to just getting to the game at hand.
Right.
So what happens was I get to the game. Traffic is just nuts. The way it works after this hurricane, a lot of people are making their way back into Southwest Florida. Right. So the traffic is getting a little insane. And these people, even though you saw all the damage up along the coast, as far down as Naples, Florida, people have been wrecked by these storms. Mm-hmm. And by the way, for the meteorologists that are sending me updates on the tropical system, but then in their eighth paragraph, they say it really won't amount to anything. F you and your families too. Really. Go make an honest living and don't just try to BS me with that. But getting back to the point, I get there, we're set to go, we're ready for the game. And I'm also making arrangements for this week when I'm not going to be there. We have a game Friday, right, and then another practice Sunday. I will not be in attendance for that. So I'm making that arrangement with the coaches. So I'm asking some of the assistant coaches are there. I said, can you coach Friday, because I'm not going to be here. And I get what was the response I get, Carla? Is it kind of like, well, yeah.
Noncommittal.
It's just noncommittal. Just like.
Really? And these are dads? Are these other coaches dads?
Yeah, they're all dads.
They should be so into it. They would think it would be a great time to overthrow the current regime.
But that's not the regime. I kind of said, so you'll be, you know. I push the issue because I'm not going to take the credit. Sure. So you'll be there. We need to have someone there. You'll be there.
Do you have team equipment? Yes. I always find the move is figuring out which dad will take the equipment. It's like, who's going to take the bucket of balls?
We don't have team equipment. We don't have team equipment. They got to be there. And so I kind of get through that. And then I have a little warm up for the boys, and the other team's already there. They got there at 5. My team got there at 5:30, and we're warming up, and I got enough kids where I'm putting the lineup together, and then it's game time. And I am here to say that my lads, because of their skill set and because of their ability to know the game, Josh, you'll relate to this. My boys put up a 15 spot in the game. They
I'm used to being on the other side of that.
All right, Mike, just in case someone doesn't know what that is, let me pretend I don't. Mm-hmm. What is a 15 spot, and how does put one up?
By the end of the game, my team
able to answer that. Is that a real question?
Yeah, come on. Do you know? You know that, right?
Is it 15 runs?
15 runs.
Okay. You see, I just didn't want to look stupid, but I guess I did both.
With stealing an occasional well-timed hit, and our pitching holding their own, we were able to, 15-4, something like that? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So you got your first win.
I got my first win. However, this happened. I've not managed before, so I don't know what the rules are. I don't exactly know what I'm supposed to do. Towards the end of the game, one of the other dads who decided he was going to participate and actually speak to me, said, you might want to just hold off on pass balls now. I said, you mean like not send them if there's a pass ball? Yeah, because it's 15 runs and it's getting late.
Like a sportsmanship thing.
And I'm like, oh, I'm all in. Totally.
In college football, Mike, they had something that was called the mercy rule. And that if you were up by a certain number of points, I forget exactly what it was, the clock would just run. There was no stopping of the clock.
Right.
Because they just let it roll out. So,
Makes sense because not only are you don't want to totally pound on them, but you also want parents to get home and have dinner with their kids.
Sure.
That's it. So I say, guys, no more running on a pass ball. And I think my son was on third at that point. Cooperates very nicely by going, Dad, why not? Like, okay. All right, Dracula. You know, I mean, don't go for the jugular this time.
Dad, and I have the over.
So the way this works, and this is where I bring in our colleague, Mr. Soroka, because I have to ask him about this. So the way it is explained to me midway through the game is that game starts at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 6:45, after 6:45, you cannot start another inning.
You have a 45-minute cutoff?
That is at 7:45. Cannot start another inning.
Yes.
And then we get to the fact that we're batting and it is getting towards 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And at that point, how did it go down? I'm starting to get advice from everybody. And I don't know what the rules
are. Did you ask for advice or are they just
voluntary? I asked the umpire. Asked the umpire for advice.
All right. So it's the top of the inning. So you're batting.
We're batting. We're the away game. We're the away team. And I go over and say, what's the deal?
And
I'm not getting anything from parents, but everybody's starting to, you know, chirp at me and saying, okay, so it's now 15 runs for us. Somebody told me you want to. There's a term for making them create an out, manufacture an out. Josh, are you familiar with this? What's that?
For the other team?
Like manufacture an out for the other team so that they can come in from the field and you can give the team their last at bat.
Okay.
And the umpire.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, good. The umpire says, well, you can either do that or I said, what's the deal? We've got 15 runs. It's getting late. How do you want to work it? He said, you can either, and he used a term I'm not familiar with about, you can either have them foul out, strike out, or you can just call them in. I said, well, I'll just call them in.
Yeah.
And bring them in and give the team their last at bat. And so I call them in. They run in from the field. All the kids are going, what are you doing? What are you doing? And at this point, I'm starting to
get just a little tense. Do you blow a whistle? Do you have a whistle when you coach?
I do not.
Oh, you should have a whistle. Kids love
the other coach, the assistant coach on my team comes in. What'd you do? I said, I asked the umpire and he said either fake the out or
skipping your at bats.
Or we're skipping it. And it's like, he said, oh, okay. It's just like, and I'm like, okay, dude, I'm doing the best I can. Where are you? Just coach for me on Friday night, right?
I love
by the way, earlier,
yes.
I'm giving them signs because I don't want them to run unless they get a sign from me because they might make a mistake.
Right.
So no, I give them
signs.
What's my, that?
Do your kids follow the signs?
Several of them did.
Okay.
Some of the no, I'm not going to say that. Several of them did. Some of them didn't because they just weren't paying attention.
Yep. I had four or five outs yesterday because the kid's not following signs.
And signs allow them to run in the situation that they're supposed to run in.
Yeah.
And your sign, is it still Mike grabbing your balls?
Grabbing the brim of my cap.
Okay.
And then towards the end of the first inning, top of the first, I'm touching my cap and they're all going, steal, steal, steal. So I come in and I say, okay, guys, when I go like this, when I fold my arms, that's going to be the steal sign. And then it gets picked up again. Yeah. And then I come in, I said, okay, we might want to change that sign. And the other coach comes in and goes, the signs don't really matter. Right in front of all the other kids. I'm like, I'm ready.
I'm teaching them baseball. Of course.
I am ready to go. If you want to do this, my 65-year-old ass will go to the car now and say, sayonara, I'll sit there. I'll bring a vessel with margaritas in it and just enjoy the day.
Yes.
It was. And then that's the same guy that goes, what are you doing with that? What are you doing? Then after I call my team in, the old man who runs the whole league comes over and Carly, you have to step in here. Just lean in and tell me what happened. What did he say?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
He was
like, you got to do the bit with the outs. You have to bend into the outs because it's going to get dark. I said, well, I called them in. It's the same thing. And then he goes, you're not listening. And I'm like,
God.
At this point, I am gnashing my teeth going, you effer. I am a volunteer. I haven't gotten a handbook, an email, or anything. Josh, do you experience 500 chefs in your league where people are just clueless?
So I had a problem yesterday in my game where all the parents were on the bench yelling at their kids what to do. So there's 100 voices yelling at the pitcher.
Where I am blessed not to be burdened with that.
And I could give the exact example because our pitcher, I had a kid on Saturday where he's never pitched before, and I put him in there to pitch, and suddenly he's our best pitcher. He just knows how to do it.
Wow.
So I let him. So I let him start the game yesterday. The difference is that his dad came this time, and his dad then stood all the way up, face up against that fence, yelling nonstop, telling him how to correct himself.
You know
what that kid did? Worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. It is the definition.
He doesn't know who to listen to.
Would you agree, Josh, that it is the definition of thankless coaching?
Yes.
Because it's just so difficult.
And I told you before, the reason every year whenever I'm hesitant about coaching, it's not because of the kids. It's because of the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of all the other adults around.
Well, in my case, it was because of the parents and the guy that ran the show.
Yes.
And I'm just
the
like,
crypt keeper.
I was so close to saying, F it. And I got one buddy who's an older dad like me, my buddy Scott, who came to the game.
Yep.
And I hope, did anybody hear when I said like cracker and stuff like that? When I said Florida, I'm like these, and I'm looking at Scott and goes, these epic Florida cracker and effers. I'm whispering it, but because I was so frustrated. But at the end of the day, it's the W. And I'm thrilled with it because you know who didn't do anything but what they were expected to do? My kids. They did a great job. They were fantastic. They paid attention. They were focused. My pitchers pitched well. My hitters hit well. They stole bases when they were supposed to, and it was a win-win. The only thing that mucked it up, sorry, old man, that my team put up 15 runs and we had to quit early, and I brought the team in trying to be sportsmanlike, but I guess I didn't do it exactly the way your ass wanted me to do it.
His generation, it was different, Mike. They would, if the team lost that bet, they'd put them down.
And
like North Korea.
Exactly. Well,
if there was anything wrong with that situation, it's not on that commissioner guy to come in and fix it. The umpire should have kept the game moving.
Yeah, and the umpire was noncommittal too. There were a lot of noncommittals out there. It was
umpire, a young guy, a volunteer, or
older guy?
Heavy guy?
Rob, it's Southwest Florida.
I understand.
If there
and
are,
no
if
lights
they
on the field.
If they aren't children or 30-year-old parents, they're all old.
Okay.
Like me.
Were his
65-year-old the only MF-er who has decided to manage? Mike, just no one else volunteered.
The umpires, dark blue umpire slacks. Were they fighting a losing battle?
I got one dad on the sidelines. Josh will relate to this.
Yes.
And the kid, I think, pitched really, really well. And I look over. All right. You'll love this because I got the camera for it. I can do it. And I look over, and I'm over on the sideline. I look over at the dad. I go, and the dad, you want to see what the reaction was? All right. Yes. So, Rob, you give me the thumbs up like you're me. All right. And I'll give you the exact recommendation.
Look down and away.
I don't look at you. I don't look at you. It's like, you.
Mike, it's the exact same way a retriever is when he does something bad. He won't make eye contact.
Yeah, I was waiting for dad to roll on his back and show me his genitals. Yeah, we have to take a break.
Your shoes. Mike, we'll go to spots with this. Is this your song?
That's it, Rob. Way to go. Great pull. This is great on this Billy Joel. Now, is this a collaboration, a legitimate collaboration of Billy Joel and Sting, or is this a Sting?
This was originally a Billy Joel song on The Bridge.
Okay.
And about the time it came out, they did a great sequence on moonlighting, like a dance routine.
Fantastic.
Like, and it was just so great.
God. And just having both of those icons on stage for
you should get people lucky enough. Because that's also got the Ray Charles duet, My Baby Grand.
I will get that. I will acquire both that. I'll listen to it on my way home. We'll take a break, come back with the round table and more fun and more thrills from St. Augustine, Florida, Leesburg, Virginia, and Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. A little later than normal, you know. We can't
I'm the one,
perfect.
Mike. I'm the one in Leesburg.
Congratulations. Language is how we make our living, and nothing comes in handier than knowing a second language. So, if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the language of Rob's people. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Plus, an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up!
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Go on. Mike, new client alert. Please welcome Momentous.
Momentous.
And look, Josh, he's got the product right there. In a perfect world, we would all get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance just from our diets. That's the way it's designed to do.
Yep, but you need more.
Yeah, Mike, everyone needs help in continuing a way to find the new personal best day after day. That's why you need to start with the Momentous 3. These are three key ingredients. They got protein, creatine, and omega-3. These are the three nutrients expert research shows as the foundation of long-term health. And this protocol supports every cellular foundation and function of the brain and body. The Momentous
Foundation?
What's that?
Is it a foundation?
Well, Mike, you will have fun if you take it.
It's fun!
It's fun, but let's get back to the Momentous 3. The easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span. Even better, all of the Momentous formulas are designed with human performance experts and are NSF and Informed Sports certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes. Means the stuff is great. It means they're sourcing ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest.
Yeah, I mean, not just what's cheapest. They're driven by what they call the Momentous Standard.
Precisely.
And it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So if you're interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with code TMOS, and we're really, really excited to be partnering up with Momentous. Go out and get yourself some today, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that you did news, Mike. This is exciting. This is news with an international flavor when you do the when you do your tidbits.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld. What's that? I'm sorry, Josh.
Did you grab a Mexican newspaper on your way over?
I had no time.
Did you listen to Mexican radio?
Josh, it was Fort Myers, Houston, Cabo San Lucas, hotel, into the room, talk to you. I have done nothing. I have not explored. I've got a beautiful view. I am literally, if I look to my right, I can see the Pacific Ocean right here. And as I get settled, I'm going to experiment. And tomorrow, you should have a different type of view. I'm going to try to do it based on this connection. Everything A-OK, Mr. Soroka?
Everything's great.
That's exciting.
And people don't know how big your hotel is, Mike, because to your right, you can see the Pacific, and to your left, you can see the Mississippi. So it's huge.
Just shut up, please. My God, I'm trying. Uh-oh.
What? Oh, Coca-Cola Light? Does it taste different than an American Diet Coke burp?
It tastes... Everything about this tastes different.
in a way that you're suspect?
I won't be going there. Not with the Diet Coke.
Okay.
I won't be doing that. That will not be happening on my watch, Mr.
Margaritas are fine, though.
Mr. Man. It won't be. I'm just getting rid of one thing here. There we are.
Oh, I believe you brought up Mr. Seinfeld.
He's no longer believing in the extreme left ruining comedy. In fact, in a new interview, he says that the left has not done anything to inhibit the art of comedy. He compared comedians to skiers who have to make the gate wherever it is on the hill.
Okay.
God, Jerry. Jerry gets to be too Jerry sometimes, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, that's an awful upper crusty sort of analogy. Isn't that sort of an analogy for rich people?
Yes. Like when I was in Switzerland, here's the quote. Whatever the culture is, we make the gate. You don't make the gate, you're out of the game.
If you don't make the game.
Rob and I have agreed for a million years that Jerry Seinfeld is an arrogant ass.
Oh,
that's
God,
all there is to it.
And by the way, before you continue, I think really the takeaway from this story is who asked him?
The takeaway from this story is I prepared this in an airplane flying to Houston, and I forgot that this is a perfect opportunity for me to do my stellar Jerry Seinfeld impression.
Yeah, I was wondering where that was.
Which I know a lot of our listeners clamor for.
Yeah, they're clamoring right now in the chat room.
Well, you did make all your gates today.
Yes, I did. I damn well did, especially in Houston, right next to 7-minute walk. Beautiful.
And, you know, with all this computer hookup that we have today, I'd like to thank Bill Gates. Because it's really,
really
technological.
Where would we be without him? Jerry compared comedians to skiers that have to make the gate. This is the quote. Whatever the culture is. Can you get me? Can you? Hey, Carla. Can you go get me another margarita?
This is unprecedented.
She's literally ignoring me. She thinks you can't. I know you can hear me. You're in the bathroom. It's 20 square feet.
We might need an afternoon show tomorrow also.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Here's the quote. Whatever the culture is, we make the game. You don't make the game, you're out of the game.
Hey,
the
Jerry.
Game is where the... Yes, hi, Rob.
Can you make an analogy versus comedy and, say, like domestic and imported caviar?
You know, comedians are like a fine imported brie cheese. You don't have the right odor, you don't make the cut. Wrong odor, don't make the cut.
How is your Pop-Tart movie?
It's sucking wind. The game is where the gate is. How do I make the gate? How do I get down the hill the way I want to? Here's an ad to the quote. Does culture change? And are things I used to say that I can't say, that everybody's always moving? Yeah, but the biggest, easiest target. You can't say certain words about certain groups. So what? The accuracy of your observation has to be 100 times finer than that just to be a comedian. Okay.
Whatever. Okay, I don't want to overthink this, but yes. I'm not a particular fan, but I must ask, do you think this is his sort of backhanded way of endorsing the Democratic ticket?
He was someone like Bill Maher.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, the comedy world is attacking the woke left.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they feel that being woke and being sensitive is somehow ruining their gigs. That's not true, in my humble opinion.
I
think it makes it more of a challenge. I have always found innuendo and dancing around things
subtlety,
you can't
yeah.
say to be the way it goes. But I'm in the minority. At least when I look at the comedians that I follow online, I feel like I'm in the minority because, first of all, they're all younger than me now. Mm-hmm. And when they're talking about it, if you
not that one old guy that does, he sits on the stool. He's not younger than you.
That guy. You mean the old guy that his bit is being old.
Just being old. Yeah, I like him.
So anyway, Jerry, shut up. It's not Oscar season yet.
Oh,
but
wait, Mike. There.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Carla.
Is Carla still saying la, la, la in the bathroom, pretending not to hear
you? I am so out of it, she may have left the room. It is not Oscar season yet.
No.
But it is who will host the Oscars season.
Ah.
Now, no matter who takes the gig, it always ends in disappointment. Hey, you heard me, right? Why don't you go get us a margarita?
Okay.
Give me one of them.
A beer. I'll get you a
Cerveza. Give me one of them.
We'll get it when we get off.
No.
Yeah.
I want it now. I have a lot of show to do.
Hey, Mike, how would Jerry Seinfeld ask for a margarita?
Look, I have to make the gate. And if you don't get me a strawberry margarita, I'm not getting a Tecate. Thank you very much. No, I don't want to. I don't want a beer.
Dos Equis is better down there anyway.
Anyway, so-called reliable sources say that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are in the mix. What, together?
Well, they have sort of a thing.
Off that Deadpool Wolverine spin.
Oh, yeah. God, but no. They will. What?
I guess Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake. Going off their holiday thing.
I don't think so, because the Oscars will be on ABC, and NBC doesn't like to lend out people. Yeah.
Well, so if it's ABC, then it's a Disney property. It'll be Ryan Reynolds.
If it's ABC, it might be Mickey Mouse.
Mint Mobile. I'm rich. And by the way, you know, I've turned a little bit on Ryan Reynolds since all that BS about Blake Lively has come out, about her being a mean girl.
Yeah.
And you can look at her in certain interviews and go, oh, my God, she really is.
She's really the mean girl.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. The word is they will be part of a rotating ensemble of hosts. This is Rob. This is naming the teams in Washington, is it not?
Yeah.
This is overthinking it. Pick a dude. Pick somebody, a lady that's funny. Pick a guy. Pick a girl. Pick them and make them do some funny shtick.
You know who would be great? All. Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman's in my beautiful video today.
Oh, fantastic.
And
then
she will give a textbook example of how to behave at an award show. So
That. I think she'd be awesome.
Moving right along. Hey, where's that sound effect? Where the hell is it? Lifetime announced their it's a wonderful Lifetime holiday movie lineup yesterday. It kicks off November 16th. If you've had a big lunch or you've had a big snack this afternoon, beware, it might come up when you hear this.
Yeah.
Among the 12 new movies, there's one inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's called Christmas in the Spotlight.
Mike, would you care to see the 30-second preview provided by the Hallmark Channel?
Well, this is working together. I'm in Mexico. He's in Virginia. Look what we do.
Let's do that.
Saturday, November 30th.
Now,
for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I think this is different.
It's different. It's a fake one.
This is Hallmark. And yours is a Lifetime one.
Oh my God! You know what? They were so similar.
Are they both doing their Kelce movies?
Yeah, yes. Both doing it. But the Hallmark one has Mrs. Mother Kelce in it.
No, the Hallmark has two movies based on the Taylor Swift romance.
I apologize. I just assumed they had to be the same.
Well, go ahead. Start it from the beginning. I want to watch your promo, because this is just what's wrong with
Saturday, November 30th.
Now,
for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it all on the field.
How about those
Chiefs?
Holiday touchdown. A Chiefs love story. All new Saturday, November 30th. Part of Countdown to Christmas. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Mike, fantastic. Really,
you know,
great.
I really never thought that the Kansas City Chiefs would become more hated than the New England Patriots.
Well, they've partnered up with the greeting card company.
It's happening before our very eyes. It really is, you know. Anyway, let me explain the Lifetime movie.
Please
that they're
do.
Doing
I'm called, sure it's very similar.
What's it called? Christmas in the Spotlight. Here's the plot.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Check it out, everybody. Hey, one of the supposed new trends we could see in 2025, and I have been clamoring for this since the mid-80s, one-legged pants.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Isn't that called a dress?
No. No, Josh, because that would be two legs under the dress.
Yeah, you know who could wear these, Mike, is Peg.
Well, or Eileen.
I found a trailer for your Lifetime movie if you're interested.
So. Yes, I insist.
Okay, here we go. Let's take another
look at Lifetime's new holiday movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's love story is here. Lifetime announced their full holiday schedule on Tuesday is uncanny.
Never mind. No trailer. Just the
Never
Hollywood
mind.
Reporter talking.
Hi, Mike. I'm the Hollywood Reporter lady.
Murder.
That's the first look.
One-legged pants. Are you enjoying being in here, like doing nothing while I'm doing the show?
Yes.
All right.
How come she's not getting you a drink?
She's just hanging out. We're gonna march around. Well, we haven't even seen
the cutting one leg off all your pants.
Several fancy fashion companies have had models wearing these on runways, and one even has these pants as part of a collection of workplace women's wear for next spring. It sounds silly, and it is, but the designers seem excited about its asymmetrical look. Kind of like how there have been trends of wearing mismatched socks and footwear. Remember those?
I don't care for those either.
The real question is, are you still paying for two legs but only getting one? And the answer is, oh, yes, and even more. This is
Hallmark
only...
making a movie about a lady who designed one-legged pants? And
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Travels Kelce. Travels Mexico.
There is your one-legged pants.
There they are. Oh, that's kind of sexy.
Wow. Okay, that's not what I pictured.
I'm all right with it.
It looks like she's trying to reach something. Look, she's on her toes.
It's also worth pointing out these seem to be targeted mostly at women.
Yeah.
As opposed to male seniors. Jesus. They aren't marketing this to rugged jeans or blue-collar people. Hey, Carhartt one-legged jeans.
Well, I'd wear them for an hour a day. They're great.
I've got the male version right here as well.
Oh,
okay,
good.
Let's take a peek at that. He's humping today. Man, oh, man, let's take a peek.
I don't think it's very – I don't get the point.
No, I think that
– You don't Mike get the point. You're a sports fan. Field goal kickers.
Dancers.
Right, example.
Where's my sound effect? I'm
waiting. Oh, I didn't know we were done, Mike. Sorry.
A poll earlier this year found 20% of employers have seen a Gen Zer bring a parent along for a job interview.
Oh, this is like your story yesterday, that your parent wouldn't go with you to the police station.
Well, are young people really having their parents interview with them? Another survey drilled down, and it looks like the answer is not all of them, but yes, some really are. A quarter of Gen Zers.
That's a lot.
One-fourth of Gen Zers say they brought a parent to an interview. I'm speechless. I don't have commentary because I can't believe that. It says, here's what those parents are actually doing. 37% said their parent accompanied them to the office, but didn't necessarily go into the room.
So they gave them a ride.
Okay. Yeah, that's not, that doesn't count.
See, your story, I picture the dad in the corner with his arms crossed, just staring the kid down.
Tell them about how you did, honey.
Well, Wyatt, make sure that they know that. By the way, have a nice Coca-Cola light. 26% said their parent physically sat in on the interview, just like we were talking about. 18% said they at least introduced themselves to the manager.
And Mike, 4% were undecided.
7% answered questions for their child.
Why? Then why have an interview at all?
And the poll found 1 in 8 Gen Zers have also had a parent write their resume for them from scratch.
I think that's acceptable.
That's normal.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's better than ChatGPT writing their resume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
But I will say, I'd like to see another poll where they say the percent of those people that got the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If the parent answered the questions, did you get the job?
I fired a guy when I was a program director at a radio station down on the Eastern Shore of Maryland who didn't. I got a call at 5 a.m. on a rainy, sleety morning. And I don't remember the kid's name because he didn't work for me more than 2 months. So I don't remember him.
I remember his name, Mike.
Dan O'Brien.
His mother called me.
Mother.
And said, we're a little concerned about, for the sake of argument, we'll call him Nathan.
Okay.
We're a little concerned about Nathan driving over the Bay Bridge in these conditions. It really seems kind of icy. And I'm listening to this at 5. I've been awakened out of a deep sleep. And at my age, I was mid-20s. Yeah. I definitely had a hangover because Saturday was my day off.
Yeah, you'd rage, man.
So I'm listening. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I suppose if you're really that concerned, I could probably get in there this morning and do the opening shift at the country station. Oh, that would be wonderful because we're just, you know, it's very dangerous out there. Not a word to me about it being dangerous for me.
Kid, what age are you talking?
Probably late teens, early 20s. probably.
Okay.
Weekender. I hired him as a weekender. Said, okay, well, I'll do it. I'll get in there and, you know, don't worry. By the way, can you do me a favor? And she says, yes, what? I said, would you do, when you see Nathan, is he available? I think he might still be sleeping. I said, yeah. When he wakes up, will you tell him he's fired? And I hung up the phone.
That's so great.
That's ass. Good. Did the mom call back?
No. No, she went on her merry way.
Wearing her one-legged pants.
Right. And I had a little hair of the dog. Bay Country 103.
Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride. Here's Ronnie Millsap to sing for you.
Are we going to break or switch?
We got our final here.
Okay, I thought so. Because you did the wind-up thing.
One of the things I didn't mention yesterday, with all my travels, I got my physical blood work done. So I did that, too. I went to the phlebotomist and walked into the back room, and I said, I'm in a great mood, and I'm saying, how are all you phlebotomists doing today? And the guy looked at me and literally didn't respond. And there was like 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, and he looked at me and went, what?
Oh, God. Yeah. I guarantee you, did they get a running start when they came at you with the needle? They hated you.
I swear to God. My blood work will be an 85-year-old woman from Ukraine that that gets mixed up.
There's been a mix. Mike, you should do what I always do when I do that. I come in quietly.
Yes.
And when the nurse comes over, he or she, they tie off the little tourniquet. And I said,
yep.
Listen, I need a favor. What? I said, can you please make this hurt?
There you go.
I do it all the time. They love
Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that exactly.
So medical procedures are on my mind. And
nice.
Men, the final story I have for you today is men over 50.
That's
would
us.
This be better or somehow much, much worse? According to a new report, your next prostate exam could be done by a robotic finger.
Wow.
Researchers in China have been working on a flexible finger-like probe with sensors on the end. They think it could eventually be used to detect things like an enlarged prostate or abnormal lumps. It's called a BSF.
Yeah,
I think it should be called a BFF. It's called a bio-inspired soft finger. It bends.
I bet it's not soft enough.
It bends like a normal finger does.
It does. It's jointed.
It just doesn't have a human attached to it.
Right.
It's not just for prostate exams. In a recent test, it was able to find someone's artery on their wrist and measure their pulse. They think the technology could also be used to find lumps in breast tissue. So after you're squished at your mammogram, another robot might just feel you up. I for one will not pay attention to this technology until they can make it available for home use. Thank you very much.
That's the way you're going with it.
We will take a break and we will come back from Rob Spiewak was telling me an amazing thing that happened to him on the way to Costco, and you're not going to believe
you
this.
don't do this to me. Just be nice. Just be friendly.
When you hear it, ladies and gentlemen, I am not kidding you for sure. So. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. I got it.
You gonna do it?
I got
low?
It. Yeah. I'm together. Let me just get that. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com, Mike. Did you know
that? Oh, we don't need to do that.
Well, you know, if you want to lose weight, if you want to look good to Vegas.
He's doing a DermGlow Skin commercial, Carl.
Can we see your ass, Mike? Show us your ass.
All right, toss
no, I'm
some
not
going to
show you my ass.
Bounce a quarter off it.
Or no, it wouldn't be a quarter in Mexico.
It would be a loony.
No, that's the other way. It would be easy. A peso, no?
Just one dose a week and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight.
Wait.
While improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. But what if you don't like needles?
I don't like them, Mike.
Do you have an injection objection?
I do.
Well, never fear. Sublingual semaglutide drops are here. You just put them under your tongue and you are off to the races. If you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, we offer weight loss with Somorolin, which is available as an injection or tablet. It doesn't get any more convenient than that, kiddo. The products are delivered to your door in 7 to 10 business days, and you can qualify from the comfort of your home. Afterpay is coming soon, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have a great ass. Bounce a quarter off it. You know you want to. Who's your dad? Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Carla's boss, who is a really brilliant, brilliant young woman who has formed this company that is very, very cutting edge when it comes to these weight loss medications. And I look forward to picking her brain about how these things work and really just getting to the bottom of why so many people are so successful on this. And she's our host for this lovely trip down here. So the least I can do is give her 5-10 minutes in the studio.
Mike, I actually I found audio of the anal probe robot. So if you get it.
That's wonderful, doctor.
That is really
good. Okay. I'm done now. I think I'm finished. Rob Spiewak, you were telling me something just the other day that I found absolutely fascinating.
Well,
really
Mike, if I ever hear the phrase Chinese aquarium, you know that you're the first guy I call right away, especially since
I have an aquarium in my home.
Yeah, but not like this one.
Really?
This is a big fella. This is in Shenzhen, which is it's called the Xiaomisha Sea World. And it's huge. It costs
Shenzhen is what they say on the Dragon Link slot machine. Shenzhen.
Mike, it is 645,000 square feet, and they get 100,000 visitors a year. Costs $40 to get in, and it was so crowded because they announced they had the world's biggest shark. Now, would you go see that?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. I would love to see that. No wonder it was crowded. And I was thinking on the plane, probably after, maybe that was in the car after the margarita, that we may have an interview tomorrow on the show with the new Chinese pandas.
I hate them, but I would love to speak to them.
Do we have the names for their Chinese names? One was like Healing or something like
doo-doo.
That. It wasn't doo-doo. I know we have the Chinese panda names, but whatever the Chinese names for the pandas are, their translation for those names translate into Jeff and Bo. And I think it might be really... There's never a new bit on the Mike O'Mara show. It just might be... but go ahead. I interrupted you. Sorry,
Mike,
about that.
They were advertising this shark as over 60 feet in length. That's like...
Is it a whale shark?
They didn't give the...
Well, it's not a great white.
No, it is a whale shark. But what they should have said is that it represents a whale shark because, Mike, it was a robot shark.
Here it is.
And it was put together badly. You can see the gaps where it was assembled.
Well, hold on. So are they duping people?
They were trying to. Yes.
It was like the dogs they painted a few months ago.
Yeah, when they painted dogs to be pandas.
They were lying to people.
Yeah. Mike, they said, I saw a mechanical whale shark. It was not interesting at all. These are quotes from people that went into the exhibit.
Oh, my God. People are asses. They really
Heard the name, I was full of anticipation. But when I arrived, I asked for my money back. By 3 o'clock, there was a line for people demanding refunds for the fake shark. They got they paid $40 to see a bad robot shark.
Oh, my God.
I know. And they said...
Chinese dishonesty.
And then a lot of people said the fish care was not professional enough.
So the other fish are real, but the whale shark is fake.
But what, Mike, they said that the other fish, I noticed that some of the fish in the tanks had white spots.
Like the fake shark is causing them stress or something?
I think so. I mean, the fish they have are real or sick. And then the robot is, you can see the way it's assembled.
I like this photo because up in the corner it shows them lowering it into the water.
Unreal. Somebody I have a sad story to tell about Jake, my snake.
Oh, yeah. Is he with you on the trip?
No, I didn't bring him this time. He stayed home. I will tell you that, by the way, the dogs are at like the pet hotel, and it's got cameras where we
well,
can see them
leave
during
him playtime. With Jake.
No, we didn't want to leave him with Jake. Jake's in the garage. Hope he survives. We got him a. I went to the Petco.
Yeah.
And I bought what was supposed to be a small rat, and they put it in a box and then gave it to me, and I emptied it out into the aquarium that he's in, or the terrarium, or whatever.
Sure. Well, because it's enclosure. It's land. Yeah.
And it was huge. It was massive. And Michael looks and goes, Dad, he's not going to be able. I said, yeah, we've had that problem once before. I told the story on the air about the too big rat that he couldn't digest. I said, yeah, let me get him out of here. And by the time I reached in to get it, he'd already hit it and wrapped around it.
Oh.
And so we had to wait till, unfortunately, he dispatched it. And then its life did not really serve any kind of purpose. So we the
well,
other day I got
feel
a
good,
smaller
Mike, because
one.
It's yes. a vermin. It's vermin.
It's vermin. I don't like mice and rats. I don't
right.
like them.
And I don't I like really spiders don't. And snakes.
What are you doing?
And I don't.
Why
like
are
pandas.
You looking at me? Why are you looking at me right now? I'm oh, you weren't. Your back was all right. I'm sorry. I'm gonna move the microphone.
You know what'd be
My
great is
hurts.
If Carla could be in the room with you every day. Oh, Mike. You know this would be a wonderful moment. To remind folks that time is running out.
Oh, yeah.
To get tickets for Las Vegas.
It's coming down.
Oops.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
You're going to break
it? No, that's not going to work either.
You're going to break it. You're going to break it.
It's countdown time.
Do you know how many days, Mike?
It's countdown 23.
No, Mike, remember your favorite show, 24?
24. That's what I said.
24 days.
Baby, can't you wait?
I can't wait.
Is there a video?
No video.
I'm just doing audio now. You were working him to death.
The 24th day.
24 days till Vegas, baby.
You're going to like the end.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to 24 days.
Only got 24 more.
Only 24 days left.
It's the final countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, baby.
Buy more tickets. That's my promo. Buy more tickets.
Buy more tickets. It's just a simple liner. It works. There's a few left. A few tickets are left.
Yeah. Huh?
A few tickets are left if you
want
to
lie
to
our audience.
Well, what's your definition of a few?
An ass ton.
Okay.
There's plenty.
We'll meet in the middle.
Let's get them
and
sold.
There's still flights available.
Yes.
There's still flights available. If you, I am Mike O'Mara, and I invite you personally, if you come out and buy a ticket today, sleep in our room. Carlin,
yes,
my
100%. And you'll do the show from your room like you're doing now.
Absolutely.
You could be on the show with Carla's corpse-like body.
You buy a ticket to the show today, you get yourself down to Mexico, you got a place to stay for 3 nights.
But you must act now.
Not tonight, but 3 nights after that. You get down really like super early, get a private jet. I'm not letting
When you were
here.
Being transported to your hotel, did you see any armed guards or anything?
What is 120 kilometers an hour?
That's
what
like
is that
85 I think 85 miles an hour.
That's what our driver was doing on the way from the airport.
That's pretty
cool.
Quick. That's pretty quick. What kind of vehicle did he pick you up in?
He like a big van. He was in a huge van. He was flying.
I would think cool. In Mexico they would still love the Ford Fiesta.
That would be 74 miles per hour.
Okay, so, that's,
so it's a Florida. It's a Florida driver.
It's a
pretty
normal
quick, though.
Normal trip down 75 or 95, no problem at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but in Florida you're not on a dirt road with vines over it.
Yeah, scary vines. Yeah. Now, do we have to take a break here?
It would be a great time to do it. It's up
Why don't
to you.
We do
it's
that?
Your show. Okay.
I've got a commercial coming up.
You do that. A good one too.
A really, really good one. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we've got beautiful video all the way from Mexico. From
Mexican video.
From Leesburg, Virginia, all over the fruited plain. Mike O'Mara for Coca-Cola Light.
Not a fan.
Hey, with my bookie, you're not just watching football. You're cashing in on the action, risk-free bets. Thousands in cash prizes and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game. Anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's mybookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Folks, I have to tell you something honestly.
Okay.
If you're like me, you might have a football team that has disappointed you to such an extent where you don't even pay attention to them anymore, but you really want to make the league more interesting. Well, get involved with my bookie.
Yes.
10-year anniversary, folks. They're getting into bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program in MyBookie Plus. It's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. Let me say that again.
Please.
Promo code Mike O'Mara for MyBookie and no spaces and no apostrophe. One more time. Promo code Mike O'Mara, no spaces, no apostrophe.
Very close.
MyBookie, light them up!
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful video, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it today without hesitation. We got some wonderful, wonderful video for you. Hope you enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Our first video today is something that is truly near and dear to my heart. It's the game of golf, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You know, and really, I can relate to this guy, except for the money part. I totally relate to what this guy's saying. Let's take all a right. look at what he has to say.
Healthy man. I'm worth $6.5 million that the government knows about. I put three children through private school, been divorced twice. Didn't affect me. Spent over $70,000 on private golf lessons. I've conquered Wall Street. And yet, I four putted 8 times today. 8 times. Shit.
I love it.
You know what? I get a lot of those, and every now and then I got to pop them in. Every now and then, Mike, you play a golf video like every day. Oh, okay. Here's my Irish bag. Tongue out. Lick it.
Mike,
anyway,
be
yes.
nice. Be
sorry
nice.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Listen, Josh Soroka occasionally will look at one of my videos, yes. and then he will comment that that's fake. So now I've become savvy enough to say, hey, Josh, tell me whether this one is fake or not from McDonald's.
Okay.
Take a look at this one. Let's see what happens here.
What do you think?
I think it might be fake. I think it might be fake. That's why I asked. All right.
Yo, I'm about to eat 20 chicken Big Mac all by myself. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
So she's got a plate with 20 chicken
and
Big Macs.
It's speed photography.
Right.
Where she's in. But the pile seems to be the original pile. She's having a real tough time with two of them.
But she never reaches for them.
She has nails like the lady that used to work at the McDonald's we'd go to in
Fairfax. Hold on, Josh. See, Josh got has the great view of these. She never reaches for that. Looked like a different pile. It's still fun to watch.
I think nails and this speed, her face would be shredded.
I think what we've got here is a chew and spit situation.
Well, they're definitely, you know, what
we're
they
not
call
seeing
them?
Her swallow either.
Yeah, I think we might be seeing her eat two.
Right.
And then the rest disappear.
And then she does a quick cut while she's eating the same two.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I shared it. You know, that's it.
And by the way, it doesn't count because she left a lot of lettuce behind. That doesn't count as eating 20 if you don't eat the lettuce.
Shredded lettuce. Rob and I have had many drunken discussions about shredded lettuce. Yes, yes, Josh.
I saw that video this morning, and then I went to McDonald's and got a chicken Big Mac.
How are the chicken Big Macs? I've never had one.
It was actually pretty good.
Now, is it two pieces of chicken, or is it a piece of chicken and a burger?
It is like... It is a Big Mac. You take out the little hamburger slice and you put whatever their cheap chicken is.
Do you know what you want to wash that down with?
Coca-Cola Light?
Yeah. I wanted a Coca-Cola. McDonald's gave me Dr. Pepper.
God.
when the second most popular soft drink in America, Mike.
That's delightful.
Isn't it?
You know, if you're like me, I said to myself the other day, I said, self.
Self, I said.
You're an old man. You've lived a big life. But I mean, really, there are a lot of things you don't know. Like one of the questions I always ask myself, and take a look at this. How do lesbians do it? Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I've always wanted to know.
Ask how do lesbians actually do it, you know? And I have steered clear of this topic just because it's kind of vulnerable to talk about on the internet, but enough of you have been asking, and for educational purposes, I feel like I want to share this. I feel like it might help some of you understand lesbians, or if you are a lesbian yourself, maybe, you know, give you an idea if you're less experienced. Mm-hmm. So here is a video of my partner and I giving you an idea how we...
So it's a little Cirque du Soleil.
Mike, that is so hot.
That's a long setup, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was really, really funny. It's people like in Cirque du Soleil, like bouncing on each other's crotches.
That's how they do it.
Rob Spiewak, sometimes I really do, especially since we've done the most recent incarnation of the show, between the clothing that we wear and the brain that we have.
Yes.
There's always been kind of a similar brain. Rob brought up Sarah Silverman. I don't know how that happens, that he's thinking of this. This randomly shows up when I'm looking for this stuff.
Because we're the same person.
This is an oldie but goodie. I don't know how many years ago this was, but this is Sarah Silverman being her Silvermaniest, paying tribute to Steve Martin. And I just thought it was funny. Take a peek at this one. This is really, really, really well done.
Actually, I got to meet him and even get to know him a little bit. And I was able to see that he's not just this silly comic genius, but a real person, a real stiff, awkward, aloof person, but also standoffish. It reminds me of that old saying, you should never meet Steve Martin.
That's just there. You know, I never get tired of that. It's definitely overused, but it is so fantastic.
She's great. I love her.
Funny. And now I go low. I go totally lowbrow finally today.
Excellent, Mike.
As I share.
To the choir. Yes.
Look. I love fart humor. My dad and I love fart humor. We did. And this is a husband and wife, and he is talking about her farting. And I had to play this for you. Listen to this man describe his wife's gas.
Okay.
I fart in my sleep sometimes.
She farted, I'm going to say, 4 days ago. And I didn't say anything. I didn't react because I was waiting for the glass sensors in our security system to go off. Number one, the pressure in the room had changed. My ears popped. It was just an interesting... it's the loudest fart I've ever heard from her. And I've heard farts from the toilet where it's like... You know, like when you yell into a cave, that kind of where it goes back. It was awesome.
There are times where it's like, it comes out, I didn't know it was going to be that bad. And then he'll like fluff the blanket.
Yeah, I like to, because I want to know. Is it 3 to 5 on the smell stink scale? I'm not sure. And let me tell you something, oftentimes it's an 8 to 10. And then if I think about finding a genie's lamp and rubbing it, and all three wishes being that I would not have done that. And then when she farts like that, I'm like, maybe we should take a shower together, because there's no way you're going to be able to clean your back. I'll have to come in and wash your back, because that for sure went down and around and up like a onesie blowout on a baby.
Oh my God, my stomach.
You have to fart?
Oh, God. That's awesome. I love it.
That guy's funny.
He's very funny. Funny man. We will take a break. When we come back, we got some more beautiful video, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Rob Spiewak. I sure hope you enjoy it. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show all the way down. Boo. All the way down from a little old Mexico. Isn't that fantastic? Yes, siree. All right. Hey, everybody. It's the best time of year to get outside.
Yes.
Get outside. You want to get outside?
Go outside.
Let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
Who wants to go outside?
From the trail to the campsite, hydration and energy are key to successful outdoor adventures. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with highly requested blackberry.
Love blackberry.
Blackberry is the best.
Yes.
It awakens your senses and it keeps you coming back for more. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. The all-in-one formula provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Plus, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Last night at the baseball game, we have our big flagons of fluid, and
yeah,
I took one of the flagons that was not mine, and I sucked down real water without my Liquid IV, and I said, Carla, you didn't put Liquid IV. She said, you picked the wrong one. And then I went over to the right one, and I sucked down that fantastic Liquid IV.
Still her fault, though.
Yes, it is. Always. Tare poor, live more. Take on the great outdoors with Liquid IV. You'll love it. 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
Music.
Nashville Shannon in the morning.
That's instead of the Jerry Todd jingle. Just wanted to mix it up a little bit.
You
want to
shake it up anytime you want. I love that. It's fun.
Okay, Mike, what is my, and there's two answers that are acceptable, but one is clearly right. What is my favorite food to get at a theme park? We've talked about it before.
Turkey leg.
Exactly. And this lady was at a state fair or something like it, and she came up with the theory that the turkey leg is not a turkey leg. It's made of ham.
Turkey legs is ham. Turkey legs is ham. Whole time turkey legs been ham. The world is a lie. Everything we ever knew was a lie, guys.
No.
Everything that we have ever known.
No, but she has proof that you're going to like.
All right.
Now, I've never been a huge fan of turkey legs. I don't see the appeal. It just tastes like, I don't know. So
well
I
said.
Was watching a TikTok. This girl said they was at the fair. They got turkey legs. The turkey legs tasted like ham. So they went back to the dude and was like, hey, why does this turkey leg taste like ham? He was like, it is ham.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Turkey legs. What do you want us to say? Pig leg?
Don't say pig leg, Mike.
Pig leg.
Don't say it.
So
now look,
when we think of a
that's the
leg,
beautiful turkey leg right there.
Think of,
there
right?
She is.
Turkey leg hut, turkey leg at the fair, turkey legs at Disney. These is all kinds of different turkey legs.
Mm, they look good, don't they?
Now, this is a daggone turkey. Look at the legs, y'all. Look at the legs. Here go a whole gang of them. Ain't a thick leg on the bunk.
What she doesn't realize is they don't serve the foot.
No.
They're serving the
leg.
They
hack the turkey off. They cut that lower part down.
Yes, they do. It's not made of ham.
No. And by the way, I guessed yours. What's my favorite drink when I go anywhere, including a theme park? What do I like to drink?
You like to drink Coca-Cola Light. I don't know if our next video, Mike, is a lady who enjoys Coca-Cola Light. How old would you say is, and this, there's no wrong answers, for a lady to be over the hill to take up pole dancing, what do you think should be the cutoff age?
The hell was that? 50.
That's what I would guess. This lady is 71.
I said, well, I'm taking pole dancing. Oh, I thought, well, that sounds fun. The bug had bit me, I had to do this. I just had to do it.
She looks great.
I say,
she
if
does.
If you're going to try it, don't just do one time, because you'll come away the first time and say, oh, I'm sore. I didn't know I had muscles there. You can't be a wet noodle and be on the pole.
Mike, you
know,
can't
two
be a
words
wet
for
noodle.
Her. Two yes. words for her that would make all the difference in the world.
What?
Spray tan.
Yes, I agree.
Otherwise, I'm in the Chiquita banana section, 7 days old. Look, I've got it. Look, I mean, you can see.
I know.
Right? Well, this
I mean,
is what happens when
bless
you get
her
old.
Heart.
It starts
bless
to speck and spot and stuff like that.
Bless her heart for trying it and not being a wet noodle. Yes.
Pretty lady.
Yes.
Pretty.
I will, for her, I will also put on a clean shirt.
Are we almost done yet?
Yes, I have one more tape.
I'm just kidding.
I think you're going to enjoy this. They took AI and generated the voice to tell a joke that Rodney Dangerfield told on The Tonight Show. And then they put the audio back in. So it's actually Rodney telling the joke, but the voice is AI and it matches up. Okay. I like the fact that the website that I pulled this from, someone wrote as a genuine, no ironic comment, that voice is fake.
This is funny.
But I think you'll enjoy this, Mike.
An 18-year-old girl tells her mom that she has missed her period for 2 months. Very worried, the mother goes to the chemist and buys a pregnancy kit. The test result shows that the girl is pregnant. Shouting, cursing, crying, the mother says, "Who was the pig that did this to you? I want to know." The girl picks up the phone and makes a call. Half an hour later, a Ferrari stops in front of their house. A mature and distinguished man with gray hair and impeccably dressed in a very expensive suit steps out of it and enters the house. He sits in the living room with the father, the mother, and the girl and tells them, "Good morning, your daughter has informed me of the problem. However, I can't marry her because of my personal family situation, but I'll take charge. If a girl is born, I will bequeath her 2 retail stores, a townhouse, a beach villa, and a $1 million bank account. If a boy is born, my legacy will be a couple of factories and a $2 million bank account. If it is twins, a factory and $1 million each. However, if there is a miscarriage, what do you suggest I do?" At this point, the father, who had remained silent, places a hand firmly on the man's shoulder and tells him, "Then you try again."
Bada bing, bada, that's weird.
Isn't
that
it weird?
Is really, really, really
But
weird.
They did a great job, and it's still a great joke.
That's
it's
awesome. Hey, we got to get out of here. Hey, it worked, Josh. How about that? It's pretty
good job.
Huh?
Good job to Team O'Mara down there in
I'm pretty
in,
excited
Mexico.
About it. You know, we're going to have another show tomorrow, too. God knows what
might,
time we're going to do it.
Might be a better connection than Fort Myers.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
Agreed.
That gives me a sad. That's it. We will be... buy tickets to Las Vegas. We'd love to see you out there. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
24 days. How about that?
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.